with his hair blown all manner of wild ways, rather crazily taking leave of his plunderers. All the rigging in the docks was shrill in the wind, and every little steamer coming and going across the Mersey was sharp in its blowing off, and every buoy in the river bobbed spitefully up and down, as if there were a general taunting chorus of, "Come along, mercantile Jack, ill-lodged, ill-fed, ill-used, hocused, entrapped, anticipated, cleaned out. Come along, poor mercantile Jack, and be tempest-tossed till you are drowned." The uncommercial transaction which had brought me and Jack together was this. I had entered the Liverpool police force, that I might have a look at the various unlawful traps which are every night set for Jack. As my term of service in that distinguished corps was short, and as my personal bias in the capacity of one of its members has ceased, no suspicion will attach to my evidence that it is an admirable force. Besides that it is composed, without favour, of the best men that can be picked, it is directed by an unusual intelligence. Its organisation against fires I take to be much better than the metropolitan system, and in all respects it tempers its remarkable vigilance